First Baptist Church of Athens offers daily devotions for the Lenten journey. These are personal stories given by members and come from their personal life and journey in faith. Real people sharing their joys and sorrows, doubts and convictions, fears, hopes, and gratitude. As you make your personal journey and choices during Lent, we hope their insights will bring you inspiration, encouragement, and discovery. The devotion today for day 23 of our Lenten journey is given by Joanna Hill. Allow for the music to free your mind and open your heart to listen for God.
Lent is a time of spiritual renewal and reflection. During the season of Lent, Christians take time to remember Jesus' journey to the cross. Lent is also a time for us to reflect on our own personal journey of faith. My journey of faith started at Royston Baptist Church. It was here that I was dedicated as an infant, baptized at 12, and married at the age of 23. The church was such an integral part of my life growing up. From Sunday school, training union, prayer meeting, GAs, actings, choir, vacation Bible school, you name it, and I participated. I sat with my grandparents on the same pew each and every Sunday while my dad was an usher and my mom sang in the choir. I'm so incredibly grateful to my parents and grandparents for raising me in a Christian environment where being involved in a faith community was a top priority. When I left Royston for college, I went with a firm foundation of faith, but I did not always walk in my faith. As my grandmother used to say, I was going over Fool's Hill during my college years. Instead of depending on and trusting God to guide me through new experiences, uncertainties, and challenges, I tried to navigate them on my own. Needless to say, I experienced many ups and downs during this time, and there were times when I struggled with my faith. A Bible verse that helped me during that time was Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. The journey of life is often marked by twists, turns, obstacles, and unexpected detours, and so is our journey of faith. I realized that to continue my journey with God, that I had to trust Him and depend on Him to provide what I needed to find the way. After college, I married and moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, where my first child was born. Shortly after his birth, Bert and I moved to Athens and joined First Baptist. Bert and I were both raised in the church, so it was very important to us to raise our children in church and to be a part of a faith community. As I reflect on my time at First Baptist, there are several experiences that have been an important part of my faith journey. And just like a personal journey or trip where you have people travel along with you, there are people and groups of people at First Baptist that have traveled with me and helped me to make my journey of faith more meaningful. One of the most important experiences of my faith journey at First Baptist came during the many years that I worked in the Children's Sunday School Department. Each Sunday, my faith grew as I taught these children about God through Bible stories, prayer, and worship. Although I was the teacher, I learned so much about faith from these children. I learned about love. 1 Corinthians 13:7 says, "Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Children love unconditionally and assume the best in people and not the worst. I learned about acceptance. Luke 18, 16 and 17 says, "But Jesus called to them, saying, 'Let the children come to me, and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it.'" Children are willing to accept the things of God, even if they don't understand everything. I learned about staying hungry for God's truth. Matthew 7, 7 and 8 says, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who seeks receives, and the one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, it will be open." Children are curious and not afraid to keep asking questions until they are able to understand the answer in their own way. As I continue my journey of faith, I hope that my faith remains childlike. I want to love and trust like a child and assume the best rather than the worst. I want to believe that complete understanding isn't a requirement to follow Jesus. Simple faith is, and I want to stay hungry for truth and pursue God with a passion for the truth. Another important experience on my journey of faith occurred on a mission trip with the youth in Vajez. We spent a week working in partnership with Diane and Shane McNary to spread the word and love of God to the children and families who lived there. It was so inspiring to see these youth ministering to the children and young people who lived in this community. The love and compassion they showed to this group was a testament of their faith and to their love of Christ. During that week, the youth modeled through their lives and actions that faith isn't merely believing. Living faith is shown by service and obedience. One of the last things we did before leaving Vajez was take communion together. It was nighttime, and we were under a pavilion in the back of the house where we were staying. Matthew 18:20 says, "For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them." I truly felt the presence of God under that pavilion halfway around the world. I hope that as my faith journey continues, I will put my faith into action by providing Christian service to others as those youth did in Vajez. One other significant experience in my journey of faith at First Baptist happened on October the 10th, 2010. This date was the first meeting of the 10-10-10 Sunday School class, founded by Paula and Charlie Hooper. These two, along with the members, made this class a place to call home that was comfortable, accepting, and supportive. Our class became a family and helped me during a difficult time in my life. I will be forever grateful for the love, compassion, and understanding that was given to me during my son's battle with addiction. I had to rely on my faith, my 10-10-10 family, and the promise that God makes to us in Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." As Christians, our journey of faith is a process throughout our earthly lives. We never arrive, but we continually grow closer to who God created us to be. It is here, along with the First Baptist Community of Faith, where I will continue my journey. Consider your fellow travelers on your personal journey of faith. How have they influenced and impacted your faith life? Let us pray. Lord, I pray that as fellow Christian travelers, we will continue to look to Jesus, as he is the one who started our faith journey, and he will be the one to complete our journey of faith. Amen.